Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by AnaBot. Did you know? Companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal. Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 5 to 7 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Samantha Bowling. Samantha, did I say it right?
Bowling? Yes, you did. And you can call me Sam too. That's fine as well.
Thank you. So Sam is a managing partner at GWCPA, where she has pioneered initiatives in AI adoption in 2018. Digital transformation, diversity, and mentorship, significantly increasing female leadership within the firm. Recognized for her visionary leadership and advocacy, Samantha's efforts have fostered an inclusive and innovative environment in the accounting industry. So excited. So Sam, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so happy to have you here. So from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Well, I would say I started using AI back in 2018, and I was really skeptical of what it was going to do for me in the audit world as far as risk analysis, risk assessment, test of transactions. I'm not going to bore you with auditing because I know a lot of people don't do auditing, but it really did change how we audited our clients because of the AI. And then I started to think, well, how can AI change how we do other things? And unfortunately, back then, there wasn't a lot of tools available that had AI built into them. It was only mainly built around the audit world. Mm-hmm. But now, as everybody is seeing, AI is everywhere and built in all kinds of applications. So I would say for us, it's automating the manual tasks that we don't really want to do in the first place. It's helping us. I'm a small firm, so less than, 20 people. And being a managing partner, I have limited resources and limited time. So AI is helping me get the internal stuff done that I have to get done that has never been done before because no one's had time. So that's just kind of a quick synopsis of how it's transforming what we do. But really, it's a tool that's helping us automate what we do and elevate our staff to a higher level of thinking and being able to work directly with our clients and really figure out how we're going to help them. So I know everybody's afraid AI is going to take away their jobs. So most time it's the job you didn't want to do in the first place or you didn't have time to do. So I would say you should embrace AI, use it as a tool and help it elevate you to a higher level.
I love what you said about it's going to take away my job. Yes, the job that you don't want to do. Like nobody has told me that before. And I love it because yes, everything that is new is kind of scary. I remember that when I started using, for instance, ChatGPT. ChatGPT is like the first thing that people have access to. You can say Gemini or you can say Claude, but like if I tell my mom, hey, do you know Claude? She's going to be like, what? Who's that? But if I say, do you know ChatGPT? She will probably know. Well, she knows. So I started with that and I gave a basic input. It was like, write me an email about this. And it wrote me an email about this. And it was like really not good. And I was like, oh, this new thing, it doesn't, like, it's useless. But it's because I didn't know it. And going back to what you said about people are scared because it's not new. It's been here for 70 years.
Right.
The term AI was coined in 1955. But the accessibility to the public is what changed. We started having access to ChatGPT or OpenAI in late 2022. But then again, electricity was scary when people started to know it. Like, why would I need electricity if I have a nice candle? Cars were scary because, I mean, I don't need a car because I have a really nice horse.
Right.
Internet was supposed to be a passing fad, and now, like, Microsoft failed a couple months ago and the world just stopped.
That's true.
Cell phones were scary too. Now we have a car that runs on electricity where we can call our people through the internet. So I love that single phrase that you said. People are going to be afraid that AI is going to take their jobs. But yes, if you want to, because it's the job that you don't want to do. So I want to ask you something. What are some practical applications that in which you use AI for your business?
Well, the funny thing I always find is that most people don't even realize like the apps that they're using already have AI built into them. They just have not been told that. So, I mean, every day I can't live without AI. So, I have an app on my phone that tracks my mileage so I can track it for business or personal use to do my taxes. All my clients use that, for their business mileage. I couldn't even, I mean, people used to write that stuff down. So I'm like, and they would never even give you the right a log that you're supposed to have with the IRS. So that is one tool I use every day. I mean, to be honest, I talk to ChatGPT every day. I'm just like such a nerd. Like, I don't remember what that movie was called back in the 80s or whatever, where the guy fell in love with his automated assistant. And I remember watching that movie thinking that would never happen, but I am that person now. I can't live without AI. And now that they're building, so we have some tax software that we use. I don't know, in a small firm, we're kind of limited for tax research, but we can do and access, but we found a great technology that has AI built into it. That actually we can take a client's email. So a client's famous email is this: I have a quick question. That's the subject, right? I have a quick question. And then you open the email and there's 10 questions. Like, you think I can just answer it really quick, but usually the answer is a really, really long answer. And it takes a lot of research to do that. So what this technology has allowed us to do is actually take the email and put it in this tax special AI program that just searches tax and give a response to the email. And then, of course, we've been verifying this information over the last year to make sure it really is right. And it's right. So the important thing about using AI is to understand what source is it going to get your answer. So if you're just doing regular ChatGPT and it's going on the internet and you're not telling it where to go to look for something, then you don't know that your results are right. Like, you don't know. It could give you crazy answers for sure. But if you're going to say, I need an answer based on the IRS tax code, search there only, then it'll do that. You just have to tell it what you want it to do. But a lot of times people are just too vague. The machine needs to know, and it needs to know where to go if you want the right answer. So we've been using it to respond to clients' emails, which has been something that would take me hours to get through and respond correctly, is taking me less than 5 minutes. So this lets me still respond to my client within a reasonable amount of time, but also continue to do the work that I need to work on. As far as internal processes, we've used it to help us create programs we want to do at our firm. Let's say we started doing this Foresight Friday program where every Friday for 2 months, you spend 4 hours researching a new technology or a new tool. And then if you do that, then you have 4 hours of paid time off on Fridays for 2 months. So to encourage people to think about doing things differently, right? So, but ChatGPT helped me design this program. I said, I want to create a program that creates time off for people, but then also gives them the ability to think about how to change something. So I used ChatGPT to help me design that program. And then when I was all done, I said, okay, I'm all done. It helped me create the worksheets to collect the answers from the team of what they did. And at the end, I uploaded those worksheets into ChatGPT and said, can you analyze these worksheets and tell me, summarize for me, a recap of what those 2 months gave us or whatever. And it did it for me. And then I said, well, can you also generate a survey for me based on this program? Of things to ask, of like how to improve it, what would be a better month to do it in, blah, 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 blah. I said, I need six questions. And it came up with six questions for me to ask. And I created a survey for that. So it's like taking things I need to get done that, would take me forever to do and making it much faster to get done. So I could go on and on. There are so many uses of AI. And granted, I know people are worried about confidentiality. We have a lot of confidential information. So when we started using it to analyze financial statements, we actually anonymized it. So we would like export to PDF, take out all of the client information, and then import it to see, okay, tell me what you would say about this financial statement in this industry. How would you analyze that? And what would you give? And it gives an analysis, right? And the funny thing about that is we don't realize in business we speak a foreign language. We speak the language of business, which unfortunately we think our clients understand what we're talking about, but they really have no idea what we're talking about, which we realize that. So we said, can you take this information and not really like dummy it down, but actually put it in a language that people would understand, like a small business owner would understand, and like give some action points that they would understand based on their business. And it does it. It does it for you. And it's right. And it's like, oh my gosh, now the information we're giving to our clients, they understand what we're talking about. Because we were speaking in a language that, like, oh, here's our numbers. Are we making money? I don't know. What's our cash balance? Whatever. But now they're like, okay, now I really understand what you're talking about because you're speaking my language. So I don't know. Like I said, it's an amazing tool. It makes us work smarter, and actually communicate better with our clients than we ever did before. So I don't know, like I said, I can't, I don't know how we'd live without it. I'm just so glad that in my generation that ChatGPT came along because I'm getting close to the end of my career, to be honest, and accounting. So I'm gonna retire soon. So I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this actually came about because I'd be really pissed if it came out after I was gone and I didn't get to experience the efficiencies of it. Like we never had any written SOPs for our firm.
Oh my gosh.
We just didn't have time to write them because we thought, oh my gosh, we're all accounting firms are not the same, and blah, blah, whatever. So we basically said, this is how we work. This is the technology we use. These are the services we provide. Can you give us some SOPs around this and that?
Oh yes. This is still my
Right?
love language. I do all everything, every single thing that you say. Like, I mean, I'm not a CPA or do anything like that, but like I can translate it to me, and as you're talking to my soul.
Yeah, so I mean, and I'm very fortunate that I was so excited about AI back in the early days when it first came out for auditing when most people weren't, because I was like, there's got to be a better way to do this. There's always a better way to technology, I for sure. But the fact that this is available now to all of us to use is it's transformational. And like we work too hard as it is and work too many hours. So, and we're always looking for people, and there aren't people. There aren't people. There are not enough people to do this work. So we have to start innovating with technology to lessen the load so that we can actually, have less time off and work less and maybe get more people in our profession because we don't have to work so hard.
Oh my gosh, I love this. I wish this podcast was 2 hours long or like 30 hours long because we could keep going all day long. But Sam, just tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Oh, I'm on LinkedIn. You can find me out there. If you just look GWCPA, it pops up there. They can reach out to me there. We do have a Facebook page, but I don't really check that. My marketing team does that, but I'm definitely on LinkedIn if anybody wants to reach out. But happy to share any other AI tools or, best case scenarios. We've kind of tested and broke everything. So happy to share those ideas with anybody.
Amazing. We're gonna wrap from here. Thanks to our guest Samantha Bowling for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what she does by going to her LinkedIn, Samantha Bowling. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices. Especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.